You are listening to the Hustle Fearlessly podcast. I'm your host, Fabiola Giordani. If you're here, you're ready to learn how to leverage your expertise to build wealth and create more freedom. On this show, you can expect practical mindset advice, actionable marketing tips and strategies to build a business that brings in more profit, more ease, and more freedom. Let's dive in. Hey, gorgeous. Welcome to episode number 25 of the Hustle Fearlessly podcast. Excited about today's episode because, first of all, let's take a moment to celebrate 25 whole episodes. That is a journey, okay? I'm finally finding my stride with podcasting, so I'm going to take a moment to clap for myself, pat myself on the back, okay? And number two, I'm really excited about today's episode and excited about today's topic in particular. So we're going to talk about unlocking passive income for your coaching or service-based business. This is a topic that is near and dear to my heart because several parts of my journey as an entrepreneur has taught me why building digital assets is really important to the growth of my business, to my freedom, to flexibility, etc. Okay. So if you're here, then this episode is definitely for you. If you're a coach, consultant, service-based entrepreneur, creative, course creator, or maybe you are someone who has an expertise who wants to package it into a digital program. So if you're looking to sell courses, memberships, group programs, digital info products, this episode is definitely for you, okay? So there's so many different ways to earn passive income, but specifically this episode is for you if you're looking to create digital products. So I wanna just put that out there. So what the heck is passive income? Really what it is where you're regularly earning income from a source that you don't have to actively participate in, okay? So in the case of a course, you create it once and you profit from it over and over again. But different sources of passive income outside of just courses and group programs are things like book royalties, stock dividends, affiliate marketing, real estate, etc., okay? So there are so many different ways to earn passive income. But again, today we're specifically talking about courses and group program. Now, for the sake of this episode, I want to start by saying that passive income rarely, for the most part, is passive. You still have to actually show up and do some work, whether it's upfront work, whether it's continuing to monitor what you're putting, you know, towards your passive product, there is still going to be work. So I don't want to be that person who's like, you're on the beach sipping mojitos, you never have to do anything again. It is not an infomercial of setting it and forgetting it. Now, for the most part, with courses, there's so many things that you don't have to do once you create it, but you still have to actively market and sell. So I want to put that expectation up front because I'm not that person who's going to lie to you and be like, yeah, we'll just set it and forget it. Like, that's it. Okay. That's not the case. So I like to think of passive income more like leverage income, so to speak, because when you have that product that you've created once, you can then leverage your time. You can leverage your flexibility. You can leverage your, you know, knowledge to be able to serve more people at once, etc. Okay. So I wanted to talk about passive, or in this episode, I really want to talk about some of the mistakes, the fatal mistakes I see people make that's keeping them from being able to earn from their intellectual property with ease, right? Because I think a lot of us have resistance around what passive income could look like for us. We either are on the spectrum of this sounds great, but would it work for me? Or I've already attempted something like this and it didn't work. All the other things that your brain is presenting to you as what you think might be fact why you can't make money with ease with a passive income product, okay? And I wanna just talk to you about that and help you overcome these things. So one of the biggest mistakes that I see people make when it comes to creating passive income, and I'm not gonna go into any particular order of my notes because I realize like, I really want to talk about this first one, is whenever they think about creating a passive income product, they immediately start with a 27 low cost offer. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Make your money where you want to make your money. But usually what happens, especially if you're a coach or a service provider, there are two things that happen. Number one, let's say you're offering like a $10,000 one-on-one coaching program and you start offering a $27 offer. First of all, your audience's mind is so used to seeing you at the high-end premium rate, and they're so used to seeing you offer this premium offer that, yes, there will be people who buy, but what will usually happen is that in their mind, immediately, from $10,000 to $27,000, they automatically shut that down. Like, there's no way I'm gonna get what I need out of this, right? I'd rather wait till I can afford. And I'm not saying it's for everybody. Please note, okay? So that's the first thing that happens, the incongruency of the pricing and what you're offering too, because sometimes people are like, I'm just gonna save up for the coaching because I'd much rather do that. Because this ebook doesn't sound like something I want to be a part of, right? That's one thing that usually happens, right? But for the most part, the other thing that happens is that you don't have the bandwidth, the audience, the mass flow of like audience growth to sustain and to earn more from a $27 or low cost product, right? And it's not to say that you will never make money. I'm not that person. You will, but there won't be much momentum going into it because it's just for the most part, most people don't have a massive audience waiting for them to buy this product. That's why you will see like the people who are thriving in, creating $27, $37, $47 products, they either have a big following or they have a ton of money to pour into the ads to get the traffic to earn the money from there, right? So mistake number one is that you've put together this low-cost product. In your mind, you think, oh, two things that happen. I usually hear people say, oh, it's because, it's easy. It's an easy yes. People are totally gonna buy. Yes, there will be people who buy. But the reason why you're not creating consistent income with that is because it takes just as much effort to build the marketing around a $27 product as it would a $1,000 product or more. So if I had to put my time and energy in creating something, I much rather do something that's going to be a premium offer that's going to give my clients a more step-by-step clear process to get them results quicker than something that's going to be a quick win. Yes, but also it won't really solve the problem for them. It won't really get them over to the next step. It won't really get them the transformation that they're looking for. And not to say that your ebook is not transformational, not to say that your quick masterclass is not going to help people. It's more to say that your people aren't making that decision on the price. They're looking at, can this actually help me? Right? Ask a lot of your past people who've purchased a $27 product from you, how many of them actually has gone through it. I can tell you right now, a lot of people aren't really going through these programs. At the point of purchase, they're like, this is exciting. I'm getting all of this stuff, all these checklists for $27. Yay. For the most part, 90% of those people never open that stuff again after the first initial open. They'll look at it, they'll see it, like, it's so overwhelming. This is great information. I could use some of the things in here, but I'm not gonna ever come back to this. And I am a nerd who, when I buy my courses, I buy things, I read everything, I watch all the videos. But I've had $27 products, $37, like small products that I've purchased because it sounded so good. I'll open it the first few times and I'll never go back to them again. And it wasn't because of the price, but because I looked at it and I was like, this is a lot of things that I don't have time to go over. I'd much rather buy this person's program. So if what I got in there was decent, I was like, oh, okay. I'll see if their next level program is good. But for the most part, when you make that decision of, let me just say this, just create something to get you started. Yes, right? Because a lot of my programs have been birthed from creating 3-day master classes just to test the idea. So if that's what you're doing, cool. But if you're looking to transition from, servicing your clients at the one-on-one level and you want to move into a more passive program or even a program that's allowing you to serve more people and make more money while working less, a $27 product is not going to be the thing because, which brings me to mistake number two, you're not choosing the right model for your business. So you're choosing the wrong model when it comes to your passive product, right? And what I mean by that is you want to choose a business model when it comes to a leverage model that's going to actually help you create more impact, help your clients get results, replace your one-on-one income if you choose that to be the path for you eventually, and something that you can actually scale. Most people choose, like I said earlier, an offer that's lower end, both in price and in value, because they think it's going to be so much easier to sell when in fact you really want to focus on building a foundation of with a signature program, right? So if I'm in your audience and you're offering a group program that's $1,000, so that talks about the step-by-step process that you take people through from the problem I'm having to the end result, I'm more likely going to go and invest in that than an ebook that I might have to try to figure out the answer myself, right? Now, even if this product does not, this $1,000 product doesn't even offer coaching, the fact that you taking the time to systematically put together a step-by-step process to not just give me the clarity and also the next steps is more valuable than if I were to sit there and try to sift through a book on my own and try to figure it out. Okay. So when I say choose the wrong model, and this is going to upset everyone who offers, memberships. But when you think about, when I think about like the clients that I've worked with who were in the midst of like creating something new, they often are like, I want to create community. I want a space where people can, you know, connect with each other. So I'm going to create a membership. And while there's nothing wrong with the membership, one of the reasons why I am an advocate for courses and group programs for several reasons, but one of the reasons why is because you get to create this offer once and you can profit from it over and over again. With a membership, there's different ways to create one, but for the most part, you have to keep your members engaged by creating new content all the time. So when I say wrong business model, when you think about the overall vision for your life and your business, is that something that you want to focus your energy on all the time? Do you want to focus on retention with members going in and out? Do you want to focus on creating content every month? If that is your jam, great. For the most part, most people don't want to do that, but they think they do because they want the community aspect. And you can still create impact, community, and everything that you desire in a course or a group program. So that's why when I say wrong model, it's usually like, what's the best for you? And sometimes you might go into a course thinking that is what you want to do, but you really want a group program. You want to be able to coach and nurture your clients deeper, and that's okay too. So you get to decide what that looks like for you, but I want you to look at the overall vision for your life, where you are, where you want to be, how you want to serve, and most importantly, you want to think about the model that you choose, whether it's a course, a group program, a membership. Will it help me create an impact? Will it help get my clients results? And will I be able to eventually replace my one-on-one income with that? And that's why you need to create a premium program, because it's easier to scale, not just for the price aspect, but the fact that people want more than just a quick checklist or ebook, okay? And I promise you, I'm not down talking about like these things. They are needed in the world. There are people who still need them. It's just, I think when you're looking at moving from, you know, one-on-one to a scalable offer, don't start with the thing that's going to get you the most impact first. And then you, when you have sustainability and a good flow with your premium program, then you can introduce smaller price products, right? It's like an upside down pyramid. You don't want to, the best way to create a most profitable business, like, okay, here's a good example, because I want to end this point by saying this. Tesla's cars, it's 2023. The prices have gone down for Teslas, but it's not because they're less valuable. It's because when he started Tesla, he actually charged a lot of money for the cars. Why? Because he knew he had a premium offer in his hands. But most importantly, he couldn't just give it away for like 20 G's, because one, it probably cost him a lot more to create it, but two, it was a premium offer, and he had to actually from the top of the upside down pyramid, make more money up front with the offer, right? So it had to be a signature premium car first. And then eventually, as demand grows, as you know, the popularity of the car grows, as the sales come in even more, depending on where, I don't know, I'm not in his business. But if you notice, the price of Teslas have gone down slightly, but not really, not significantly. And he's probably going to introduce new cars that are still electrical cars, maybe at a lower cost. But my point here is, he didn't start by offering a 15K car just to satisfy the market. He really thought about, who was the people I wanted to serve? So he could have easily started with a cheaper car, but the higher priced car allowed him the sustainability in order for him to flow into eventually maybe lower priced cars, okay? So I don't know if that analogy was helpful, but I just wanted to paint the picture, like when you are starting with premium programs, start at something that's about $999 or $1,000 or more versus a cheaper product, because it's going to take you more to grow, more time, energy, and money to grow it, okay? When you can just do it easier. Anyways, moving on to the next point that I want to make is The third mistake that I see most people make is they choose a topic that is not compelling enough to their audience and that doesn't align with their expertise, and therefore they struggle to stay consistent with selling this offer. Now, there's a caveat to this point. If you are at a place in your business where you want to switch niches, you want to switch business models, you want to switch everything altogether, this does not apply to you. But who I'm speaking to is the people who love what they do, they love their niche, they're an expert at what they do, they have no reason to pivot into another conversation in their world. But for some reason, when they launch a course, they launch something totally left than what they're known for. And it's so much easier to sell to an existing audience of people who are hungry to work with you further on the topic that you're known for versus creating something that nobody knows like anything about that. And it's not in your expertise, basically. I do want you to create stuff that excites you and that you're passionate about. Yes, but also passion and excitement is not sustainable for the growth of your business if you don't also, if there's not a market for it, if people are not really hungry for it, if people are not really interested in it. That's why choosing a compelling topic is really, really important when it comes to creating your course or program. Okay, so this is all good things that you need to really think about, because we're going to get to the next point, which is that a lot of y'all ain't got no marketing and sales systems to grow your audience and make sales. Meaning it's not just a funnel, right? I think when people think about automation and evergreen, they're like, I have emails going out, so that should be great. I have this automatic webinar, but you don't have a full ecosystem. So one of the things that I recognize is that it's not just launching versus evergreen. It's both. It's an ecosystem. There's an ecosystem for both your content marketing upfront to call in the right people. There's an ecosystem for the marketing and the sales and the conversations you're having. There's an ecosystem for the priming. All of that matters in order for you to make those sales daily. So it's not just one or the other, it's both. And the biggest mistake that I see people make is they don't have a system that's going to work for their unique offer. So what I teach in my Launch This Late program is not just how Fabiola does it. I teach it in a way that's going to help you recognize, how can I build a simple but sustainable, let's say, evergreen flow funnel that's going to allow me to be willing to create both organic and paid content that's going to call in the right people into my world, but most importantly, something that's going to nurture people. Because I have to tell you, I have clients who've never done a webinar sell their courses. Like, they've never done a webinar, but they've done like a podcast series on their public podcast that has supported them in gaining the traction, the eyeballs and the ears, I guess, in this case, of people who are ready to work with them, and they bought their program. So it's never about like, should I do a webinar? Should I do this? Should I do that? It's more about like, where are you in your business? What do you desire? And how do you desire to deliver your message? And of course, how do you attract the people that you want? And then having a system that supports that. Okay. So that is the fourth mistake. And the last and final mistake that you might be making when it comes to passive income, that you want to kind of fix is the mindset around it, right? So overall, why do you want to pivot into a more leveraged offer, right? For the obvious reasons that you want your time back, you want to gain energy, you want to have creative space, or whatever the reason is, you want to have a way to make money that doesn't involve your blood, sweat, and tears, right? Beyond that, what else? What is the reason why you want to do that? Do you want to create more impact? Do you want to help more people get the transformation that they desire? Like, what's your reason, right? And so the biggest mistake that I see is people don't have the 4-to-5 mindset. And usually it's because they don't have that support that they're looking for when it comes to that transition they want to make. Because for me, I know the first time when I was thinking about creating courses, my biggest issue was like, girl, you finally are making money in your business. You're finally, you know, getting consistency. Why do you want to try to make things? Why do you want to change things up? Why do you want to add more to your plate? Like, you should just chill, right? Especially because my first ever launch went so horribly wrong that I was like, I never want to do this again. And so there could be some blocks around that, and you want to solve for that. Because when you have a 4-to-5 mindset, what it allows you to do is it allows you to stay the path and create that momentum for yourself. Because really, passive income is all about creating momentum, right? So it allows you to stay the course, so that whether you have one fail launch or an experience that didn't go as well or a challenge that you face throughout your journey, it doesn't deter you from keep going. So So I want to share a quick story with you before I wrap this up of a client of mine who, by all accounts, should have quit. I'm laughing not because I'm saying she should have quit. I don't think she should have, and she didn't. And I'll tell you why and what happened. But I'm laughing because I can't tell you how many other people who have quit on things that if they saw her, like her journey, they would have been like, I would have done that a long time ago. Anyways, she, let me give you a little background. My client is a health coach, and she had this incredible program that literally, like, if you follow it step by step, will help you lose the weight, right? But also keep it off. So that was where her messaging was a little off. She was really talking about losing the weight, but really her people that she wanted to work with and that was going to be benefited, that was going to benefit from the program, weren't just people who just want to lose weight or find a fad diet. It was people who really wanted to maintain a healthy weight. Okay. So she had a really good process for it. And it didn't just focus around like the nutrition and the workouts and things like that. She really focused on the mindset and how to champion themselves, like even when they are not, you know, even if they're not getting coached right away, they're able to coach themselves, is my point. Anyways. So she had this incredible program and she launched this program. She made money from it, but every single launch, she was just stuck at just getting exactly between 8 to 10 people to join her program. Every launch. You want to know how many launches she had? She launched that program 9 times. Now, she made money every time. Great. But she had bigger goals. She had bigger aspirations. She had bigger desires to really help more people because she knew her method works. Her clients were ranting and raving about how great this program was and how many, and their results were insane. Like, it was just insane. And while she was grateful for everything that, you know, everyone that she was able to support, really she wanted to help more people. And most importantly, she wanted to help herself to grow her business and to be able to impact more lives and make more money herself and work less, right? Because she was still also doing one-on-one coaching with her clients. So anyways, she launched that program several times, made money from it, helped people, but there was something keeping her stuck to really move from like, hey, I'm only closing out these just 8 to 10 clients. How do I get some more, right? And so we worked together, we changed some things around, set up a process for her, and she went from generating 5 figures for her launch to earning over $200,000 in sales for her program. And that program now earns 7 figures for her business, just that program alone, okay? So I share the story with you to let you know that what you desire is possible. And if you keep going and if you have a fortified mindset of the reason why you're doing it, you're gonna be able to see those results. Now, she could have gone and tried on her own to do it. She got help, great, and it helped her unlock some things that were keeping her back. But my point here is not just to tell you that you need to get support, which is important, but it's to tell you that when you don't truly believe in the thing that you're doing, so that's one of the reasons why it goes back to one of the points I'm saying, like choosing a topic that's aligned with your expertise and that's compelling for your audience is like, when you don't really believe in what you have, it's harder to stay focused because you're going to look at all the external reasons why it doesn't work. But my client knew she truly believed in, and she could see the results from her clients. She knew that her program was amazing. She just had to get it into the hands of the right people. She just had to set up the right marketing. She just had to create the process to help her really create earn more money from her offer, okay? And most importantly, to reach more people. So I'm sharing that with you because it's super important for you to recognize the fact that mindset is a big component to creating more passive income. Because there will be a point where you launch your offer and like that first initial launch, your audience hasn't seen this something, this new thing, so they're excited to buy. And your second launch, it does not look that great. And your third and your fourth, right? Do you keep going? Do you find the help? Do you get the, do you make tweaks? Do you get the changes done to improve your process, or do you quit? Okay. So these are the things that I want you to really think about when it comes to passive income. So I'm going to leave you with this. So I want to leave you with this. Okay. What if on the other side of the resistance or any thoughts that keep coming up with you as to reasons why you aren't ready yet to automate your course or launch this program or start creating that passive income in your business? What if on the other side you find yourself with a healthy dose of white space on your calendar while still making money in your business, enjoying time at the park or summer breaks with your kids without being tied to your laptop, Making money daily in your business from something that you've only created once and you're able to earn from it. Feeling more energetic and creative because you have the time and the space to rest. Waking up feeling excited to help more people while also earning revenue year round in your business. Waking up to those PayPal and Stripe notifications, definitely sexy for sure. And enjoying true freedom, not just the appearance of freedom, right? True freedom where you're able to do exactly what you want and spend your day how you want and be able to work at the level that you want with who you want, right? I want you to take a moment to let that sink in. I want you to breathe that in because it is possible for you. So if you're craving something like this, then I have something for you. I have a brand spanking new training called The Path to Passive Income in Your Coaching or Service-Based Business, where I walk you through the 5 simple steps that you can take right now in order to create passive income in your business. And all you have to do to get access to that training is go to fabiolajordani.co/passive to download this instant training. So it's on demand. You don't have to wait for it. You can watch it, and it's actually less than 30 minutes. So you can go right now to fabiolajordani.co/passive to download and watch this training. So I hope this was helpful for you. And in the next episodes to come, I will definitely deep dive into some other things that you need to have in place for including passive income in your business. I thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Go and get this training, y'all. You're going to get these 5 simple steps. I'm breaking them all down from how to get clear on your topic all the way to your sales funnel. So you definitely don't want to miss that now. All right. I'll talk to y'all later. See you next week. Bye. Hey, gorgeous. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I am excited to share with you that the Launch to Slay Accelerator is officially open for enrollment. If you are ready to build a better business and you want to build a business that allows you to have more time freedom, more energy, and most importantly, you want to learn how to get paid daily with your online course or group program, this accelerator is for you. Launch to Slay is a high-touch coaching program designed to teach women coaches, service providers, and course creators how to earn 10 to 50K per month consistently with an online course or group program. We're not just going to teach you how to create and package your expertise into a course or program, but I'm going to help you build an ecosystem that allows you to not just launch a program, but learn how to generate revenue year-round for your program. From content creation all the way to creating ads to drive traffic to your program, we're going to go over it all to help you build a sustainable business with an online course or program. If you want to learn more about this, go to fabiolajordani.co to learn more and sign up for the Launch to Slay Accelerator. I cannot wait to share more with you about this program, but you can learn more and also you can chat with us on our sales page right there if you have any questions about the program. I'll see you there. Again, that's fabiolajordani.co. Bye, gorgeous.